it's that long weekend when we're all thinking about entertainment, so who better to turn to than Sandy Max with her Sunday What's on Tap? All right, now, we talked a lot about movies last weekend, Sandy.
Because this is that season.
Yeah, but there's some big blockbusters out there. Is there anything that is going to have an easier ticket to get into rather than having to wait and maybe be disappointed because you can't get into that showing?
Well, always book ahead if you can. Nowadays, and even pick your seat. So, yes, Wicked, and you're going to be competing with people who are going to see it multiple times, as they should. It's great. Gladiator 2 is still going to be big. You've got Moana 2 coming out this holiday weekend
as
well.
Can't wait. I love that.
If you can't get enough of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'm not telling you it's a great movie, but I'm telling you it's a Christmas movie that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in. It's Red One. If you haven't heard about this, it's an action movie in which Santa Claus gets kidnapped on Christmas Eve. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, Lucy Liu, J.K. Simmons are all in this, but it's not getting great reviews.
But it sounds like a fun cast.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it could be just fun to go to. And if you're in that action movie vibe, you can also see the Marvel movie Venom, The Last Dance with Tom Hardy. But back to Christmas, there's a movie that kind of might be getting overshadowed that's still in the theaters. It's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Was a book, it's been a musical, and it's been performed on stage at First Stage here in Milwaukee. It's Lauren Graham of Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
And Pete Holmes, the comedian. They play the parents of the beloved yet obnoxious Herdman siblings, six of them, but they get involved in a Christmas pageant and you discover the meaning of the holiday. And it gets a 91% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So the best Christmas pageant ever could be worth going to see with the family PG rating.
So hopefully you can get into a movie theater this weekend. But if you want to avoid the crowds and stay home, it's Hallmark Christmas movie time.
And it's also Netflix Christmas movie time. It's
Wait,
also
Netflix has Christmas movies too?
Yes. And there's a link to Wicked.
Okay. What is it?
Kristen Chenoweth, who is in the musical Wicked, and who
played Glinda.
Yes, and you do get to see in the film Wicked. She's in a Netflix film with Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay's back?
Oh, yeah. In a Christmas rom-com called Our Little Secret.
Well, with Lindsay Lohan, there probably is a secret or two.
Lindsay Lohan and Ian Harding, you'd recognize him from the Pretty Little Liars TV series. They play a couple who have to spend Christmas together, their exes. So they have to spend an uncomfortable Christmas together because they find out they're dating siblings. So she's dating a brother.
Well, that would be uncomfortable.
He's dating a sister. Yeah, so that's the premise of this rom-com. But this isn't the only one she's been in.
Where does
in Netflix.
Where does Kristen Chenoweth come in?
She's got a role in Our Little Secret. I don't know if she plays a mom, an aunt, but she's in it.
We'll just keep it a secret until we watch it.
Exactly. But as much as we're chuckling about Lindsay Lohan, like, do you think it's like B stars? It's like, I don't know. It's got, like you said, a decent cast. But this is not the only Netflix rom-com Lindsay Lohan has been in. She was in a movie called Irish Wish earlier this year on Netflix. So this is what her career has evolved into, it seems.
Well, at least she seems to have her life together. I'll give her that.
And getting an acting paycheck.
For a while there, it was come and go.
But you know, the real place to go for your holiday rom-coms, it ain't Netflix.
It's Hallmark.
You know it. And they already started their countdown for Christmas. They started back in October. And they have all new holiday movies every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. You can find it if you go online. It's almost like a bingo card you can print out. And just some of the names of the movies. For example, the ones that came out, Debbie McComber's Joyful Mrs. Miracle came out on Thanksgiving. A 90s Christmas, Deck the Halls. Here's the big one. Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story, just got released last night.
Oh, wait. Could it possibly have something to do with Travis and Taylor?
You gotta think there was some influence there. So they're just cheeky and fun. They're not intense.
Let me see if I've got the plot. Meet cute, like spilling coffee on somebody. Then there's a problem because of identity or because she doesn't want to be involved or he doesn't want to be involved. And then all of a sudden, it's Christmas time and they get together.
I would say light snowfall. Like, yeah, who doesn't love a little bit of happy ending? Some upcoming Hallmark Christmas movies are Private Princess Christmas, Sugar Plummed, Leah's Perfect Gift. And then on Friday the 13th, Hanukkah on the Rocks.
I like that.
And then December 14th, The Santa Class. Sunday the 15th, Following Yonder Star. And then the last one on the list, Happy Howlidays. So somebody's going to be dog-sitting.
I was going to say, there are puppies involved in that one. And who doesn't love puppies? All right, finally, if you want some live performances, it's that time of year for the Nutcracker.
We have so many Nutcrackers around Wisconsin this year in different styles. And this weekend, you got one more performance to see, the Nutcracker at the Widener, Green Bay's only Nutcracker with a live symphony orchestra. One more performance today. Also, Main Stage Academy of Dance and Econimowoc next weekend. They have their performance of the Nutcracker. And what I love about this is they have local artists involved. Props, hand-painted by Linda Radke. They also have a huge 25-foot growing Christmas tree painted by Econimowoc artist Ann Raskoff, who we've featured on the arts page on Milwaukee PBS. So that's a true, like, community Nutcracker. That's an Econimowoc next weekend. The Flamenco Nutcracker is at South Milwaukee Performing
the
Arts
Flamenco.
Center.
Flamenco.
Yes.
Okay.
Next Saturday. And I talked with the artistic director there, and it is exactly what it sounds like, with the great guitar and the stamping heels, castanets, the wonderful poses. And instead of a Nutcracker prince, it's a matador prince. And you can shout ole. Like, it's a really interactive, immersive, all ages experience. The Flamenco Nutcracker, that is next Saturday. You've also got in Wausau, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet's 55th annual production of the Nutcracker, recognized by Newsweek magazine as one of the nation's 9 most notable Nutcrackers.
Really?
That's a heck of an honor there. So that's next Saturday at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Of course, the Milwaukee Ballet. Beautiful production. This is their reimagined Nutcracker. It debuted last year. It's back this year, called The Nutcracker Drosselmeyer's Imaginarium. And then you've also got Nutcrackers later this month in Madison, Platteville, Ashwaubenon, Oshkosh. And a really nice way to celebrate the Nutcracker is at the Payne Arts Center and Gardens in Oshkosh. They're having Nutcracker in the Castle, so you can tour the historic Payne Mansion, even enjoy the Sugar Plum Fairy's Cupcake Cafe for a scrumptious treat. But a nice way to stroll and have that Nutcracker vibe. They even have candlelight tours at the Payne, which I think is just lovely. So you have multiple ways to get your nut cracked at the holidays this year.
Here's my question. Does anybody ever do the Nutcracker in July? I mean, they could do like a beach Nutcracker.
I like that idea. Flesh it out. Because I saw the hip-hop Nutcracker.
I just come up with those ideas.
That's the creativity in you flowing. I like that.
Speaking of creativity, what's going on What's on Tap this week?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra is another fantastic tradition here in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum, coming back again this year. And I will talk with Al Petrelli, who's the music director, been with TSO since the beginning. He's a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And you know what he loves about coming back to Milwaukee?
What's that?
Usinger's sausages. He's our people. Al Petrelli is our people. So we'll check in with Al Petrelli before their Trans-Siberian Orchestra performances.
Sandy Max, what's on tap? We'll be listening. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Libby.